McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Michigan Senator Rick Jones. Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Having coffee in Holland today. Beautiful sunny day.
I wanted to talk with you about the Michigan medical marijuana law, specifically Senate Bill 977. You have some concerns about medical marijuana, and you have since it was voted in by the people. But the fact is, it was voted in by the people. What are your concerns?
Well, the fact is the people were duped. You talk to citizen after citizen, and they say, we thought we were voting for grandma and grandpa if they were in the last stages of their life in great pain or last stages of cancer, that they could go down to the pharmacy and get a prescription of marijuana and go home and consume it. We got anything but that. What we got when this passed was a convoluted gray law that was actually written by people that simply want to legalize marijuana. So we had for a while 48 dispensaries in Lansing. It was a terrible problem. And they were springing up next to schools, all sorts of places they shouldn't be. Some of them were allowing people to consume on the premises and then drive away. It's been a terrible problem, and I've heard from, hundreds of constituents that they want change.
It's interesting that you mentioned that you've heard complaints about medical marijuana, but it was overwhelmingly by the vote of the citizens of the state to be legalized.
Again, they were voting on what they believed would happen. They thought seniors in the last stages of their life would go get a prescription and use the product. They had no idea that we would have, 100,000, or I believe it's 130,000 card-carrying people out there now using it for all sorts of aches and pains and, it's unbelievable the amount of people that are using it for very little reason.
So tell us about Senate Bill 977.
You're talking about the glaucoma,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
The experts from the University of Michigan, from the associations of the doctors of ophthalmology, the Optometrist Association, the Michigan State Medical Society, American Medical Association, all came to me and begged me to get this changed. What we have is in law, in Michigan law, because it was this ballot initiative, says that marijuana could be prescribed for glaucoma. It simply doesn't work. Test after test, they have shown scientifically that it relieves very slightly eye pressure, but they actually have people stopping their glaucoma medication, their eye drops, the other products that they're supposed to be using, self-medicating with marijuana and going blind, losing their eyesight. So they want it out of Michigan law. They want it to be very clear that this product does not work.
So where does this bill stand as we speak?
It's on the Senate floor. It passed committee with no problem. There's a very few people out there. I believe it is less than 500 that got this prescription. And basically, Michigan law is so easy to get a prescription. They walk into one of the doctors and say they got some aches and pains. They're going to get that for that anyway. They're going to get the card. I don't agree with it, but that's the case. But the glaucoma prescriptions have got to go away. It doesn't work, and we simply can't have people going blind.
You were recently named. You received the Michigan Association of Drug Court Professionals Legislature of the Year Award. Why do you think they gave that to you?
Well, a number of reasons. Back when I was sheriff of Eaton County, I helped start the second drug court in Michigan. Drug and alcohol courts save state taxpayers a great deal of money. They put people into rehab. They set conditions for them, and they can make their punishment go away by following what the judge asked them to do. In the case of drugs, they can get rid of their record if they're a first-time offender, they can end up with no criminal record. Because of federal law, you don't get rid of drunk driving off records, but you can put people into rehab and turn lives around. What they've asked me to do is sponsor legislation that I've done that will make sure you have no record while you're going through your treatment. And that way you can get into college or university. You won't have this criminal record following you. You can get a job and turn your life around.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about Senate Bill 1040. There is a $45 billion gap in what is going to be owed to retired and retiring teachers for pension and for health care. We don't know how we're going to pay for that. Give us your take on that.
Well, there certainly needs to be some reform in the area of pension. You know, when I started in Lansing as a state rep 7.5 years ago, about 17 cents of every dollar we put into a teacher went into the pension system, the pension and health insurance and retirement system. And then it went to 20, 22, I believe it's 24, projected to go above 30. It's not sustainable. So something has to happen. That's being debated right now in Lansing. I actually would favor keeping everybody that's in the system in it and stopping with all new hires and putting them in a 401k like I am and like state employees would put into.
We've been talking with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.